You are now immersed in the Superfans Soccer Cast with your hosts, Maddie Savage and Mike Apex. It's about to get lit.
Welcome in, super fans. We are glad to have you here. We got an episode for the books. This is one of your hosts, Maddie Savage. I got my guy, Mike Apex, right here. And Mike, we just had an excellent MLS All-Star game. Do you have anything that you want to add?
Yes. What's up, super fans? And that All-Star game was great. To quote the great Tony the Tiger, right? Definitely MLS, you did your thing. Austin was awesome. We're going to get into that, guys. We're going to dive deep into the All-Star game and kind of, you know, just give it a shine and show it some love. And Maddie's going to have one. These are going to be one of those episodes. So you might want to get your popcorn because this might be a savage episode here, guys. So get ready. You're forewarned.
Be forewarned, yeah. I mean, I feel very passionate about the subject at hand. We'll get to that later on in the episode. But before we get started, Mike, I just wanted to let the fans know we apologize for our tardiness. We had some technical difficulties with our last episode. We had one recorded. It put us back a little bit. So if you're sitting there wondering, where's the next episode? When's it going to drop? Like, we working. It's just, you know, sometimes it doesn't work the way that you plan all the time.
Yes, the Wild Wild West will be coming soon, guys. Stay tuned.
That's right. The Wild Wild West midterm grades are coming for sure. The teachers have graded the papers. They just haven't been posted yet.
right on.
Well, let's get into this All-Star game, Mike. So we talked about it. It was at the Q2 Stadium in Austin. It was a great venue. The event itself was excellent. The skills challenge, you mentioned, you know, I show speed. He did his thing. He really, you know, showed some people what he can do. And I really enjoyed the keeper wars. It was interesting. It always is. The game itself, though, Mike.
Yeah, let me speak a little bit with the whole festivities. You pretty much nailed it, Maddie. MLS, they did a great job. I mean, the fans down there, super fans down there in Austin, they showed up and showed out, sold out stadium. Just, I watched the intro. I don't know who that chick was. She she was cool. I guess she was like a rapper or something from America's Got Talent, Mom or something. I can't remember. She kind of did a thing. I wasn't sure who she was, but she had a lot of energy and she was cool. But MLS, that's my one gripe. If this is going to be an All-Star game, you got to get some really all-star entertainers, right? Singers, performers, whatever down there. I was looking for Matthew McConaughey. You know, he's a big guy down there in Austin, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was really looking for him. Other than that, Maddie, you're right with the skills challenge and definitely the goalie. That was just crazy. But I will say this, the way they put on the All-Star game, it was pretty much the best. It bodied the NBA. Don't even mention the NBA. WNBA was cool there. I watched their All-Star game, but the MLS by far was the most festive atmosphere, fan-friendly. I mean, the kids were going crazy out there. And speaking of kids, that young fellow over there, that young footballer over there with Liga MX, Gilberto Mora, the 16-year-old Maddie, was just awesome. That kid scored that goal, the only goal for Mexican team. Awesome. The fans went crazy. I went crazy. I'm like, yo, I didn't realize he was that young. Yeah, what say you, Matt?
Well, Mike, you know that he was in the CONCACAF Gold Cup final. That's when I was introduced to the guy. He played 75 minutes for Mexico in the Gold Cup final. That was when I was like, yeah, this kid's got something special. They have been talking about him before. And so if you could go out and play in a match of that type of, you know, high stakes for your country at 16 years old, what's the MLS All-Star game? You know what I mean? Like, that's a walk in the park comparing the two. So I'm not surprised. I think that, you know, he's going to be that next big star, if you will, to come from the Mexican league, from Liga MX. I think that he's probably going to have teams from Europe and maybe even from the United States if the money's good enough. Like I said, they're looking at San Diego, for example. They're loaded right now as far as their salary and everything else. But how many teams right now have open designated player spots, U-22s, all this stuff? If you get a good enough offer, I mean, the Godfather make you an offer you can't refuse. I mean, if the offer is good enough, even if the guy's talented, I mean, if you get a, you know, ridiculous offer, you're going to take it. So, yeah, the sky is the limit for him right now. He's 16 years old and already handling himself in this way versus, you know, guys who are much older than him, sometimes 10, 12 years older than him, and he's handling business like this. Yes, kid's got a bright future. And, sure. Yes, excellent goal. MLS, yes. To round it out, Ty Brevo scored as well. He's in the Golden Boot hunt for Philly. That was a good one. And Brian White, come on, in the 80th minute. Yeah. Scored. So, again, it was excellent. Mm-hmm. It was the first 30 to 35 minutes of the match were – it was a checker chess match. I go chess more than checkers because it was – back and forth, testing each other, just great match. And then shout out to LAFC's own Denny Bwanga. I felt that he should have gotten the MVP, in my opinion, because that play that set up Sam, where he hustles and gets back on defense, makes the steal, goes out, can't quite get it, returns, does the cross. Sam's right there. It's a header. I mean, that right there alone, I was like, yeah, that was a special type of play that not a lot of people are doing that. They're not hustling on. I mean, he's an offensive player. He's not a defender or midfielder, you know, whatever. He's an offensive forward winger type player. And for him to get back in defense, get that steal and to set things up, put the defense under immense amount of pressure. I mean, you don't see that very much in the game right now, and we need to start seeing more of that because it was excellent. Chef's kiss to see that.
Definitely. You make a great case for him. Like I said, Ty Brevo ended up getting the MVP, but that play said it all. It pretty much told me how the game was going to go, right? The competitiveness in the All-Star game. As you said, this wasn't a walk in the park. This was a competitive game. That crowd was very raucous. Like, they were all engaged. And for Bwanga to do that, it just showed me that he was giving the max effort. It wasn't just, oh, we're going through the motions. No, we were playing to win. And I say we, meaning the MLS. The guys were definitely playing to win. And, you know, it was just a treat for the super fans out there. Man, I'm guys, I'm literally gushing over the game. And again, like we were saying with let me reiterate with the young fella Gilberto. Yeah, he played in the Gold Cup CONCACAF finals and they won. Shout out to the Mexican team, they won. But just to see him out here with the best of the best, Maddie, like with the, you know, our best, and how he played. And like you said, this kid is a phenom. I'm not even going to say an up-and-coming star. I'm just going to say straight, point-blank, he's a phenom at that young of an age to have that type of poise and maturity and go out here and you know, compete at this level. And, you know, man, I know I probably couldn't do it. I would probably be so much in awe of these guys, you know what I mean? Like, you know, out there trying to get autographs and such. But, yeah, they definitely did a great job with it. Even though we won 3-1, I thought the way the game was played, it felt like a close match all throughout, right? It felt like that. And like you said, Maddie, earlier, it started out maybe chess a little bit. But once we kind of figured everything out, our guys, it was very fast-paced, and I loved it, definitely.
Yep, it was a good night had by all. And, well, I say all. There's a team in pink down in Miami that is not too happy about the after effects or the hangover from the MLS All-Star match.
Hangover?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a hangover, maybe even suspension going to be happening because Lionel Messi was not present. He did not show up. He did not involve himself. He didn't go to the skills challenge. He didn't do anything. He was voted in. We talked about this a couple episodes ago. He was voted in by the fans. So the fans let their voices be heard. So they want to see him. And he said, I don't want to see you. Didn't show up. Didn't even give them the time of day. Didn't give them anything.
Yeah, Maddie. This guy was AWOL. No show. No bueno. I mean, him and his compadre, Jordi Alba, right? Neither one of these guys even bothered to, you know, it's just, it was just a smack in the face to the fans, guys, to the league. And, you know, I couldn't believe it, to be honest. But, Maddie, we got a story. Me and you talked about this the other day. It's funny. It's so ironic. Because you and I have a story I want you to kind of let the super fans know. We were actually going to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which turned out to be the largest MLS match in league history.
Yeah. At the time, yeah.
At the time. Speak on all that, right. Maddie.
All right. You keep pulling me closer and closer to my red car moment, so I'm just going to have to just go out and say it. I'm gonna have to give Messi a red card because of this, because it strikes at the heart of the fans. So 2 years ago, when Messi was still fairly new to the league, I think this was his first league match, because he did the League's Cup, and this was the first out of the League's Cup he was playing, or say he. Inter Miami was playing Atlanta United, and it was at Mercedes-Benz. There was a loaded, I mean, it was packed. Packed house, 70,000 yes. plus, right? It was a great, great atmosphere. Well, on the way, we're fully in expecting him to play for Miami, to check them out, and everything. So we went for the match, but if you play, you know, that was a throw that in there. Like, you know, hey, we're about to go see him. It's about to be great. The atmosphere is excellent. All this stuff. Well, at the time, we weren't as clued in or as plugged in as we are now with the different apps. And the MLS app wasn't near as good as it is now. The keeping up with who's playing, who's not playing, injury updates, and all of that. Well, yes. We're walking into the stadium, and these two young fellas behind us, making, you know, talking amongst themselves, saying like, oh yeah, Messi's not even playing. I thought it was a joke. I think you thought it was a joke too. We're like, what do you mean he's not playing? What do you mean? And come to find out, Messi and Alba, which is kind of ironic, they both didn't play in the MLS All-Star game, but come to find out that they were not playing. They weren't, I don't think they were even there. They weren't on the sidelines. They weren't even there. So they had a little injury, knock, whatever, and they weren't going to be playing in Atlanta. I mean, we were kind of upset because, you know, we wanted to see him, but it still was an excellent match. And that's back when Atlanta was an actual, you know, menace of a squad. What was the score to that match, Mike? 4-1, 5-1? It was something crazy.
Yeah, it was something crazy. And if I can recall, it was so crowded, guys. We were, if you want to call it that, we were like in the nosebleed seats. We were literally at the top, right? Remember, mm-hmm. we were like all the way at the top of the dome or whatever. And it was kind of crazy. I couldn't wait, you know. And as Maddie said, it was so many people going. I mean, it was just man, it was crazy, guys. And you're talking over 70-something thousand, right? And Maddie and I are just talking. We're walking in, and we're just talking like, yeah, yeah, Messi. And the kid told us that, oh, they're not playing. He's not playing or whatever. And it was a punch in the gut. Maddie, it was like I got a punch in the gut, a low blow. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, what? And we couldn't believe it. So here we are now, guys. Fast forward. What is it, Maddie? 2 years later, and here we are.
Mm-hmm. Here we are. Yes. And this right here just goes to show from then to now, it's a similar circumstances, and you're starting to see a pattern emerge, right? So back then, we didn't hear anything. We didn't know what was going on until, oh, he's just not here. And you know that sounds awfully similar to the MLS All-Star game. He was like, not gonna be there, didn't give any kind of word of, you know, prepare, this is what's going on. I don't know if that's Messi doing that. I don't know if that's the league doing that. But it's starting to get annoying. And my red card towards Messi is the simple fact. And we were talking yesterday, you know, talking about the episode and everything. And I dropped this a little bit. And I'm going to share it for the fans. There are only a handful of undisputed goats of sport. And I say that because you got the boxing ring. You've got the, you know, track and field. You know, whatever it is. When I say a goat of a sport, I'm not talking about just what you do on the field, on the court, in the boxing ring, etc. Mm-hmm. Because there are plenty of guys who are excellent at what they do, but outside of what they do athletically, they are just jerks, or they feel entitled, or they, you know, that makes you look, you know, lowers your opinion of them. Very, very few excel on what they do athletically and excel with the fans. And Messi has given off this, oh, I'm so humble. I love the fans, I love the people. So my thing is, if you really love the people, if you really love the fans, then why is it that at the MLS All-Star game, there's pictures floating around online of kids saying, I sold horchata, which is a drink, right? Oh, man. It's in Spanish, too. So he can't read. He can't say, well, I can't understand that. No, you can, and I hope that you see that, Lionel Messi. I sold horchata to see the GOAT, Lionel Messi. And you can kind of see it in his face. And I sent you that pic, Mike. You can see it in his face how
yes,
upset he is that he did this, and he really wanted to see his idol, his icon, and he wasn't able to do that. And shame on Lionel Messi for doing that to that young man and others like him in the stands. And for us, when, like I said, it's happened multiple times. And my statement is this: Lionel Messi, you are no Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan never, ever didn't show up, was too tired, didn't want to do this, didn't want to do that. It didn't matter. Mm-hmm. He could have played 82-game regular season, played 20-something games in the playoffs, play in the Olympics, go do your exhibition matches, and still going to be there in the exhibition matches in the off season, right? When it's, yes, it doesn't, quote, matter. It doesn't, you know, it's the preseason, it's friendlies, however you want to say it. If you're a soccer aficionado, you say, oh, the friendly matches, right? Did not matter. Right. X amount of minutes on his body, doesn't matter. He still was going to be there. He had that mindset, and Kobe Bryant had the same mindset that I don't care if how I'm feeling or whatever, somebody paid their hard-earned money, and this might be the one time that they get to see me perform, and I'm going to make it worth their while. Lionel Messi, you don't have the same mindset. You don't have the same GOAT identity. And so stop people that want to claim that he is. He can have all the accolades on the field. That's for sure. I will give him that. But off the field, he doesn't have the same mentality. And I have to take that with a grain of salt.
Nah, broski, man, you said a lot right there, and I agree with every word you said. When you sent me that picture of that the young kid that was at the match, and, you know, just
seeing that, it hit me in my heart, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we're both very passionate super fans when it comes to this sports, right? And somebody like Messi, I know when we grew up, these guys, we looked at athletes as role models, right? We looked up to them because they showed up. When we felt bad, they inspired us. They made us want to, you know, go out there and play hard, whatever profession, even at work. You don't want to get up and go to work, but you're like, dang, you know, I want to be like Mike, or I want to be like, you know, you got the mom mentality, or, you know what I'm saying? Any of these great athletes. And you had an interesting point the other day, Maddie, and I agree with you 1,000%. You said he's leaning more on the side of the player entitlement era, which we all know is LBJ, right? We know this is what LeBron is kind of ushering in, okay? And we spoke about this. And this is what it seems to be. These guys have no regard, no respect for the fans, for the league, for the MLS. Dude, you're obligated. You're obligated, Messi. You got equity in Inter Miami. You got equity in Apple. You got equity in MLS. You got your hydration drink. All of that's well and good. I'm happy for you. More power to you. But when you're disrespecting us, the super fans, you're disrespecting the game, the MLS, then what are we doing, dude? Literally, you and your guy, Jordan, okay? You didn't even bother to show up. Like Maddie said, if you would have showed up and signed autographs and been there available to the fans, bro, that would have been a win for me.
Yeah, I think that that's we're both in agreement on that. I think that this is where transparency needs to be at the forefront. So if he doesn't feel, you know, that he wants to do an athletic competition because he has played a lot, and he has, that's fair. That's totally fair. He's played a lot of games and he's 38 years old. We get that. I'm not one saying that he shouldn't have played or he should have played. Excuse me. I don't believe that. I think that he should have showed up. That is the problem. The yes. fans voted you in. So let them know, hey, I got this going on. I'm not going to condone faking an injury or anything like that. I don't agree with that either. But there could have been a compromise. And to me, the compromise is this. Show up to the skills challenge. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't feel that was very taxing on the body. You can even supplement that as like a training day, right? You know, it's just like you get out here and you know, really want to see you doing like free kicks, hit the bar competition, put them in there. You know what I'm saying? We want to be awed. The All-Star game and All-Star competitions across all the major sports are a big deal, right? Mm-hmm. They're iconic. You have in Major League Baseball, you got the Home Run Derby and the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. NBA, you have the dunk competition, you have the three-point contest, and you have the All-Star game. And the All-Star game has slid, as we've talked about, it's not as competitive. Mm-hmm. And for NFL, you have their skills competition and the Pro Bowl. And it's not as well known as the other two, but those other two sports, MLB and NBA, the other events are as big, if not bigger, than the games themselves. That's why I say if he had just simply shown up and done that and been there for everybody and been on the sidelines, maybe even in the stands where the people could have seen him, like you said, signing autographs, just taking it easy, you're not having to play. I don't think that he would have gotten suspended. I don't think there would have been. I mean, you're still gonna have some that would say, "Oh, he didn't play, and I'm mad," or this and that. Like you can't. There's with a lot of issues. You've got 80% of the people agree, and then the 10% on either sides will never agree or disagree, no matter what you do. So you can't make everybody happy. But I think that scenario that I just laid out would have helped. Nobody, for the most part, would have had a problem with what he had done. He would understand, and we would not be talking about him missing the FC Cincinnati game. We would be talking about there's an FC Cincinnati match versus Miami. It's going to be a great one, and it's going to go down as one of the best matches of the entire season.
Right. Great point. And Maddie, you made an interesting point the other day. We were kind of discussing this. You know, it's all about the Benjamins, baby. And when it comes to Messi, he didn't renew his contract yet, right? And we know that this may be a leverage move, as you were speaking about, with, you know, you got Saudi Arabia, UAE, you got, I mean, you got a plethora of teams that are just chomping at the bit to sign Messi, right? And he knows this. And I feel like he's using this. We were talking about this. This guy's
abusing it.
Yeah, he's abusing it.
He's abusing it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's what I was going to say, because, you know, you're getting, he's getting all the money and all of that. Dude, you guys are, you're like middle of the road in the East. You're like five right now, right? Mm-hmm. These guys aren't the best. I mean, you're acting this way as if you guys are on top of the, no, you've been scoring a lot of goals. You've been getting, you know, a brace here, there, and doing all of that. But your team ain't winning like that, bro. And then for you not to show up, as Maddie stated, you know, it's just a slap in the face, bro. Bottom line, I mean, I don't like it. And, Kamish, if you're listening, I don't know. I mean, we know the rules are the rules. As Maddie stated, he's going to get, he's getting a, you know, suspension, you know, for one game, him and Alba. But I don't think that's enough, Maddie. I don't. Dude, we voted for this guy. He was the captain of the All-Star game. You know what I'm saying? He had millions of votes. He was the number one vote getter by far. You know, well, you're the ambassador of the league. Like, you're the face. Forbes just recently did an article on this guy, bigging him up and his impact. And, you know, everybody's so thankful that he's over here. And but look what he's doing. It's like he's, you know, he's turning around like, well, kiss where the sun don't shine.
Yeah, this is very true, Mike. And you know what? You jogged my memory about, you said, talking about the Benjamins, right?
Yeah.
And I can recall, and for all of those who are Messi defenders, right? I just want to make you aware of something. They say, oh, Messi doesn't play in games that don't matter. They got, you know, got to be meaningful competitions and all this stuff, right? Mm. Well, I can recall last year they had a preseason slew of games, and one of the very first ones was in Saudi Arabia, and it was touted as this, oh, this King's tournament and whatever, the King's Cup, that's what they called it, right? King's it was only Cup, like yeah. three teams in it. It was kind of bizarre. Yeah. But you know what? He was there for that one. He was there and showed up, even though they got, you know, embarrassed by Al Nassr. I mean, absolutely embarrassed. He still showed up and was playing hurt. I don't want to say air quotes. You know, I'm not the player. I don't know.
Allegedly.
They played a very tough match against Al Hilal, and then they're getting absolutely destroyed, but he still shows up. Versus Al Nassr, had the debacle in Hong Kong where people bought tickets and he didn't show up. So we've seen that happen. And like I said, maybe he's injured, which, you know, these things, they happen. And he continued to go on. And this season, they did a very similar, maybe not as many games, but went off and played in Argentina. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think they played in Colombia as well, like basically went down south of the border, played a bunch of teams and stuff down there. So I understand those are preseason and they're friendlies or whatever, but it seems to be that, you know, when the Saudis are involved, when down south of the border, closer to his hometown, when those are involved, he doesn't mind playing in meaningless games then. Mm. But let it be here or wherever, and he just wants to duck and act like it's no big deal. Doesn't even give anybody the clarification. Exactly. Doesn't even give anybody any time of day or any, hey, I'm not doing this because of this, or hey, I played a lot of games and I just really need a break. Just come right and say it. Nobody's gonna come at you, dude. Like, we're gonna understand. But whenever you just are silent, then the fans are super fans are going to be outraged, and rightly so.
Yes, sir. You're darn right. Yeah, we're going to be outraged, deservedly so. And he has an obligation, Maddie. This guy has an obligation and a responsibility to show up when he's needed, right? Just show up for the fans, mm-hmm. guy, for the super fans. You got to be there. Even if you didn't want to play, whatever, okay, Messi's in the house. You know how great you could have, you know, impacted these kids and just the super fans out there and all of these sponsors and people paying all of this money? Because as you just stated, Maddie, it's kind of funny when he was out there in Saudi Arabia, and we know those guys got the big bucks out there, right? He showed up for them. He had the situation in, was it Hong Kong or Tokyo? I'm trying to remember. Shanghai.
It was Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. They had to pay them people their money back. Remember that? He didn't want to play. He didn't show up. And they said, oh, no. They had to, you know, give those people their money back because this guy did not show up. And you got to start taking this more seriously. Now, you said duck, and I did the Aflac, whack, whack, you know. is this guy going to tuck and run if they get knocked out of the MLS playoffs again this year? Right? Is he going to run? Is he going to run for the border or run somewhere? I'm curious, Maddie, because I'm beginning to believe they just signed someone, right? Then they just signed one of his, who's the guy that just signed? One of his Argentinian
Rodrigo
brothers.
Rodrigo de Paul.
Yes. Excellent midfielder, right?
National team, right. They signed him to help out with their midfield, and it's a very, very team friendly deal because he's on loan. This is the craziest deal I've ever heard of. So what? The way that loans work, and we've talked about this before. I just wanted to just kind of clarify so that people who aren't aware can understand just how nuts this is. Mm-hmm. So he's on loan to Inter Miami for the rest of the season, which is about, you know, 6 months or so, basically until December. And Atletico Madrid, which is the team that Rodrigo de Paul is playing for now, they are saying, here's our player. You can he can be on your team until the end of the year, and we'll pay his salary because he's on loan, and you pay us a portion. So let's just say we're going to pay 80% of his salary, and you're going to pay the 20%, the maximum amount that you're able to because of the salary restrictions. And he's going to play for you guys. And, correct. Wink, wink, we have you have an option to buy him. It's not absolutely, you know, required. So if you want to, you can say, oh, we don't want him. It's not we have to purchase him after the loan is up. But it's such a friendly deal that it's like, you know that they are. And that's whenever they'll have more flexibility as far as the designated player. And then, in theory, because again, it's not required, it's not mandated that they will purchase, it's a purchase option, that he can be taken on by Inter Miami, use one of their designated player spots when they're available, because there'll be one in this current offseason, because they're looking like Sergio Busquets is going to not be re-signed, possibly even retire, and then they're going to fill that role with him. Think about how nonsensical that is in any other sport. Imagine if your Yanks were to be like, yeah, we're gonna send this guy to the Braves, right? We're gonna cover 3/4 of his salary, and you guys can cover just 20%. And he's gonna play versus other teams, right? And then in the off season, you guys can pick him up if you want to. We really want you to. We know you really want to. Like, no team would do this. And I understand there's different leagues here, so it's a little bit different, but it flies in the face of competition in my viewpoint, because you're letting one team get so much preferential treatment. You think that Sporting Kansas City is getting this deal? You think that Austin FC is getting this deal? I mean, come on now. You think Colorado Rapids is getting this deal? It's ridiculous.
It really is, Maddie. And thanks again, Maddie, for breaking that down to the super fans. Just to put it in perspective, guys, is this a messy MLS manipulation? I mean, this is almost too good to be true, right? They're doing everything. We see what's going on here. Like, let's just get to the bottom line. They're doing everything in their powers to help Messi win, right? They are. I mean, because this would never happen with any other team. Let's be real here, guys. So I get it. I see it. And you know what's crazy? You still got to play the game. You still got to play the game, right? Hello, mm-hmm. We play to win the game. So I don't care how many players you put on your team and you stack and you get everything. You got all the cards stacked in your deck, right? You still got to go out there and play to win. And as of yet, Matty, he hasn't got it done, right? He hasn't got it done. We've seen the temper tantrums. We've seen all of the shenanigans. We've seen the superb play by him also. And during that instance, we saw Beckham have a man-to-man, right? A brother-to-brother talk to him, right? And we thought everything was kind of, you know, on the right track. But, Matty, I've noticed somebody's been very, very quiet here lately. I mean, I haven't heard a peep from this guy. And speaking of the great Bend It Like Beckham.
Yeah, Beckham has been very quiet. I think that would have been the one person to explain the importance of the All-Star match to Messi, to Alba, to the team and say, you know, hey, if you don't do this, then you're possibly going to be getting this suspension. And there it has been done before. And I believe it was 2018. I don't want to say the wrong time, but I probably did. Anyways, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who's great in his own right, was playing for the LA Galaxy, and he decided to skip out on the MLS All-Star game at the time. And guess what? He got suspended for the next game. So it's happened before, and there's been consequences. It's not like the MLS is just making things up as they go. They have rules. They're trying to abide by them, and I greatly appreciate that. But I want to give a little bit of a warning, right? That instance follows with it a
yellow card.
I would say a crystal soccer ball moment that could potentially happen for Miami. So going back to that, again, I'm not too sure the date on that. So don't hold me to the 2018. It could have been 2014 even. But anyways, in that scenario, Ibrahimovic was suspended for the next match. They go on to lose, and it was a tightly contested Western Conference, similar to where the Eastern Conference is now. See where I'm following this. They lose the match. They don't get the points they needed, and they end up missing the playoffs, and RSL gets in because of plays. Potentially they win. They get the amount of points. They get the last playoff spot. And doesn't that sound eerily similar to what could potentially happen to Miami, Mike?
It really does. And wow. Nice fact right there, Matty. That does sound very, very similar to this situation. And it could possibly happen. Because we know it's competitive as the MLS is. That's why we love it, guys. Very competitive. Every point, every game, every match matters. It does. Everything matters. And the fact that they're suspended this game, if they don't win, you know, some of the super fans may feel a way about it, the Inter-Miami fans. But, hey, it is what it is. He should have showed up. And I'm going to be honest with you. If it comes down to it, hey, you get what you got. And in my estimation, the punishment, the fine should fit the crime, right, so to speak, right? You know, and I know we're going lengthy on this, guys, because we're very, very passionate and we just feel like we had to just get this off of our chest, right? I really had to go in on this. But, yeah, I think you should be, if you're in a leadership position as Messi, you should be held at a higher, just held at a higher, what's the word I want to say, Matty?
A higher standard. Yeah,
right. A higher standard, mm-hmm. because he is supposed to be the gold standard. And, Matty, you made a great point earlier. Again, you were just coming with all type of good stuff. You were like, hey, Mike, maybe they should get fined 1% or 2% of their salary. Or something like that for the game or whatever it may be. You came up with a nice little formula because, guys, the thing you want to do is you want to discourage this because it's similar to how the NBA is falling off and, you know, I mean, we saw LeBron do the same thing, guys. He blew off the All-Star game. They said it was like the worst rating and all of this and that. He didn't tell him until like the day of. And, you know, just it was just BS. And, you know, maybe they should have. Oh, that's right. Their commissioner, he doesn't know about discipline over there. But anywho.
Let's segue there. I want to use that segue where you just used you talking about commissioners, right? MLS Commissioner Don Garber was asked again about the schedule change. I know you wanted to discuss that again. We've talked about this, but yes. For whatever reason, Mike, it seems that I don't know if it's the commissioner himself is really pushing this, if the people around him, the owners, whoever, but it seems that there is a faction within MLS that wants to get the schedule changed to the rest of the world to do a early fall, talking about August, September start time until the springtime where they would be finishing out the season. So essentially an NBA type of a season where you start in, you know, October and end up in April or something like that. And we talked about this at length in one of our episodes. And the fact that whoever is thinking these schedule changes up thinks it's a good idea to go head up against not only basketball, which we've mentioned and referenced several times, but also football, college football, the NFL, Friday Night Lights, even. Like you said, isn't this, whoever is giving them this idea that this is going to work out great, it's just, I don't see it, you don't see it, it's a terrible idea.
Yes, and it is a terrible idea. And super fans, if you want, you can check out the article on Front Office Sports. They didn't vote on it. Like you said, they had all the owners met down there in Austin, guys. Board of Governors and such. And let me find that quote from Garber. And okay, he said they didn't vote on it right now. They're kind of, you know, mulling it over. But he said making this change is seismic. It's not something we should do lightly. If we do make the change, we're not going to go back. I would rather take our time and get it right. Now, Maddie, the fact that they're even thinking about this means you're getting it wrong. Respectfully, Commissioner. Dude. and I just thought about it. You even have NBA in between there because it's going all the way pretty much from the fall to spring. So you sprinkle that in there. You got hockey in there. I mean, and I'm just going to, Maddie, we talked about this and, you know, we're both, you know, competitors, right? We love to compete. It's always friendly, but, you know, we're going to go for the jugular when we're going at each other or whatever, because that's the only way we can make each other better, stronger, right? By challenging ourselves. But we got a league called the USL, and we've talked about these guys in a couple episodes, super fans. The USL is building up so much momentum right now. Even the NWSL, right? They're doing their thing also. The USL is coming in, Maddie, and they're making all type of noise, all type of moves, power moves, you know, with streaming, ESPN, NBC, you name it. Is the MLS getting punked right now? Because as far as we're seeing, USL is going to be operating on the same schedule that we are currently on right now, correct?
Exactly. Good point, Mike. This right here is one of two things. You either got internal sabotage by whoever's running the MLS clubs, or as you pointed out yesterday, you were saying they don't want the smoke. The MLS doesn't want to compete with the USL, doesn't want to have them going at the same time, which is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. I would much rather compete with my direct domestic competitor, USL, than to compete with the NFL, compete with college football, to compete with the NBA, not only to mention to compete with the Premier League and all of the other leagues in Europe. You're going to, at a certain point in time, you got to say too much, You only have so many hours in the day. You can't watch NFL, college football. Well, NFL would be different time, but let's just say it's a Saturday, right? You can't watch college football and the Premier League at closer to about the same time. The Premier League over here, because it's, you know, it is over there with the time change, and time difference, you would be able to catch that. And then by the time you catch that, and then you got college football, and then the primetime games for college football and MLS around about the same time, and forget it. You're gonna be just out of it. Now, if you're a Premier League fan and a soccer fan, you don't pay attention to any football or any other sport, right? You're gonna pay attention to that, and you're not gonna really. I'm not gonna say you're not going to watch the MLS, but I know people in my family who I've asked them if they watch soccer, and they're like, "Oh, the Premier League? They don't even consider the MLS." And you think that somebody overseas, after they've watched their Premier League matches, after they've watched their Serie A, Italy matchups, their League One French matchups, you think they're staying up late to watch some soccer over here? Give me a break. Let's be honest.
Facts. We said this before. It's almost like we're trying to shoot ourselves in the foot. We have a good thing going. To me, it's a perfect season. It goes through the summer. It allows the young kids to have access and actually, you know, the up-and-coming athletes to come and actually attend these games, right? Super fans and such can get out here with their families and friends and actually go and enjoy a great match with great weather. And I see these guys complain, some people complain, oh, it's hot. Dude, what do you want? These guys want to have the cake and eat it too and you know, just complain about everything. Next thing you know, you play the other schedule, you're going to be seeing it's too cold. But I just saw something else, Maddie. This is disturbing to me too. Let me say this. Okay, so, and this is from Garber again. He says, meanwhile, they were discussing MLS season pass has grown about 50% this season to an average of 120,000 viewers per match. And that's great, right? That figure represents a rare moment of transparency for a media rights deal that thus far has been shrouded in secrecy. All right? And then Garber says this, we and Apple believe we need to share more information. It's the beginning, not the end. Duh. I mean,
right.
Bro, what are we? I mean, this is the problem. They're like those horses, the Budweiser horses with the blinders on. You know, I forget the name of those horses. You know what I'm talking about. He's only seeing straight ahead. If he takes those blinders off, he can see everything around him. All these other streaming platforms, we've been talking about this ad nauseum, guys. I mean, Garber, come on, guys. Listen to the super fans, guys. You guys aren't listening to the fans. Has anybody thought about having a vote? You got all-star votes and such. Ask the fans what they want, right? I guarantee
you. That's a good idea.
Yeah, Maddie, we may need to hit them up for that. Yeah, listen to your fans, guys. We're the ones consuming the products. Hey, oh, wait a minute, Maddie. While I was speaking of that, I got one more gripe. Look, All-Star game, great. Excellent. Crowd, shout out to the super fans. I looked on MLS store, and I was trying to check out. I said, man, I might get me a All-Star game, jersey, even though none of my Red Bulls was in it. I probably got a Surge or Mukhtar or somebody like that. But anywho, Maddie, they were playing, bro. They were plain Jane, bro. I was very disheartened. That's the word I want to say, because I was like, man, I might actually get a jersey, but I'm not paying, you know, 150 plus bucks. And this thing was just plain. And I thought what you said, Maddie, was pretty dope. You had a nice concept. And share that real quick, Maddie. Maybe somebody's listening. They can incorporate that.
Yeah, so we have a different, unique, I would say, way that with the MLS All-Star Game currently, where it's hosted, that host team's coach is the coach. There's not a voted-in coach, or, you know, the other places will have, you know, the I know NBA has the Eastern Conference winner versus the Western Conference winner. How they determine the coaches since they're playing each other. Well, in the MLS, they have, since it was hosted in Austin, Austin FC's head coach, Nico Estevez, it was the coach. That's great. I think they could one up that by doing with the jerseys, with the kits, however you want to say it, right? Mm-hmm. Use the team that's hosting it as a template. So we know Austin FC, they're the Verde and Black. They got the green and the black stripes. So use that as a template. Have that as your template for your jersey, but you could change the sponsor. You could even have the team shorts, you know, or maybe not the color of it, but put their put their crest on the shorts. That way you know that this is a different team that they're representing. And use that as a template to kind of change it up. Because imagine if you have, we're talking about next year, it's in Charlotte. We know Charlotte's
going to be there for sure, bro. We're going to be there next year.
but again, we know their color template, right? We know it's blue and black, and that's what it is. So make the jersey similar. I'm not saying make it a carbon copy; that would be kind of corny. But make it similar scheme as the host team, but it's all MLS All Stars. And then, like I said, change it up. You could have a sponsor. I don't really care about that. That's cool, but have that as like the scheme. And I guarantee you, you're not only selling that jersey more to, unless, like you said, the only drawback to that is if you buy the rivalry, you know what I'm saying? Where some teams will be like, I'm not doing that because it looks too much like my rival. That's your only drawback. However, the team that hosts, they're copping those jerseys because it looks like their home jerseys. So those sales will increase. And again, having a unique kit and making it to where it's something to be worth buying, you probably would have bought it. There have been other people that would have been more enticed to buy it. You mentioned that you really like the Pride collection of the warm-ups that they have and the translucent color scheme and everything else. At least that's somewhat different. So that's a place where they've got to change things up, get better. But to wrap this episode up, we got one thing in the very beginning that I'm looking back over episode notes that we didn't get into. And that was, and it talks about the thing, kind of a similar thing that we're mentioning now in getting it out there, right? So you didn't want to buy the jersey because it wasn't done very well. Well, there was plenty of people who didn't watch this All-Star game because it wasn't advertised very well. Yes. I, who keep up with MLS frequently, regularly, cannot recall a advertisement for the All-Star match that included this. I saw there were very few, mainly in the matches themselves. The announcers talked it up and everything else. But they needed to do a advertisement for the MLS All-Star match this upcoming and include this phrase on Apple TV Plus, free, Amazon Prime, which I did not know, for free, DirecTV, and Xfinity. I didn't know that it was involved in any of those platforms until it was too late. I looked at the MLS app and it said it was on all those platforms. And Mike, you had a couple of guys that you were trying to put onto the MLS All-Star match. And they said they didn't have Apple, so that was it. But if you had known about Prime, if you'd known about DirecTV and Xfinity, and I think they even need to throw in FS1. That way, most people know of FS1. A lot of people who have TV have FS1.
Yes.
So you need to start putting this stuff out there in ways that people can consume it and give them a taste of what's going on.
Yes, and unfortunately, Maddie, this is being done by design. I hate to say it that way because, as I stated from the front office sports piece, guys, the commissioner pretty much was saying we and Apple believe. You know, it was just only thing he mentioned was just Apple. So what he's trying to do is just make it exclusively. If you want to grow this game and grow the sport and get the youth involved and actually, you know, we're in a super fantastic time right now, guys, for soccer here in the U.S., right? It's already the greatest sport in the world, right? It's global. It's the biggest sport in the world. Most Americans don't realize it, you know, because we have our own version of football. But the fact that the commissioner, he's only mentioned Apple. They're not even, it should be all type of commercials and marketing and such. But they're purposely holding the league back, Maddie. And therein lies, again, what we talked about, guys. They don't want that smoke. And I can see it. You know, we love the MLS, but we love, you know, soccer even more. We love the sport even more and the super fans out there, right? So if USL's coming with it and they're bringing it and they're offering it on all different platforms and they're marketing and promoting because they're going to be on ESPN also, then, hey, we're going to look at them too. We're not going to start watching MLS, but we're going to look at them too. And it's just bad because I have a lot of friends and family and such, and I was trying to put them on. They're getting into the MLS. I'm promoting the league in soccer. And like you said, Maddie, it's only advertised if you have the season pass. And people don't know about it. And it's just not right. It's not fair to the super fans and potential fans out there. And I'm sorry, guys. I don't want to get too long-winded on it, but, you know, this is very passionate to Maddie and I, and we just want everyone to get involved and get out here and get out there and get in the comments, guys. Let it be heard. Let your voice be heard and let them know that, hey, make this thing available for everyone, man.
Well, we're passionate about it because we experience it. We see that it's good, it's quality, and it's like – They have this good thing and they're putting it under a rock. That's really what it is. It's like, wow. Only a few people can know about it. Instead of, you know, opening it up, and there's ways of incorporating the streaming aspect of it and the other platforms. And instead of doing that, you know, you hear about it after the fact. That was what was a slap in the face to me. You know, it would have been nice to know about these things ahead of time. That way, it, like you said, I didn't come across anybody that I, you know, told about the All-Star match or anything like that, but you did. And whenever you mentioned the fact that, oh, it's on Apple because you thought that's what it only was on, you had people that you could have put on to this. But it got, you know, shut down essentially. And that's unfortunate.
One more quick thing. Now, before I forget, let me get this out. We spoke about this earlier. Real quick, super fans. And why not market and promote our young players, you know, any of the young players in the league, but also some of the young up-and-coming players here in the U.S. They're not even marketing and promoting these guys, right? We got a lot of young, great players that we've seen, and these guys are out here balling out of control. They're out here doing their thing. You know, we just mentioned, you know, Gilberto Amora. But there's also other young kids out here, excuse me, young men that's out here that's playing hard, and they're not even marketing and promoting those guys, Maddie. They're only worried about one guy, and he stood them up on the biggest date of the summer. Go figure.
But yeah, everybody, super fans, I think that's going to wrap us up for this episode. We talked about really one giant topic, but it's very... very pressing for the upcoming week or two. So, all right, Mike, I want to pass it along to you. Tell them your closing thoughts.
Yeah, well, I just want to give you kudos. Excellent job hosting today. Maddie Savage had to pull the red card out, deservedly so. Super fans, we're here for you guys. We're here for you guys. We do this for the love and we do this for the game, you know. So that's what it's all about with us, you know, for the love, integrity, and competitive spirit of the game. That's what we're all about over here. And just want to say have fun, be safe, and have a super fantastic week. Peace.
All right, you knuckleheads, next time, and we're going to make sure that it's not a week or more in between. So catch our next episode. Later, guys.
Thank you for joining us and showing your support. Become a part of our community by subscribing to our SoccerCast. Hit us up and send your comments to info@superfansusa.com. Peace.